Welcome to Security Nation, an ESA podcast that brings you the voice of electronic security and life safety. We bring on security pros to discuss the latest industry happenings, new technology, and best practices, telling your story to become the ever-present voice in an ever-changing industry. I'd like to introduce this episode's guest. We have Kirk McDowell, founder and CEO of MacGuard Security Advisors. He brings insight from his time at Alarm.com, top Fortune 100 manufacturers, General Electric, and United Technologies, a top 50 SCM integrator, and his own electronic security firm. Kirk now offers guidance on how to innovate, transform, and compete in today's ever-changing electronic security landscape. He holds an active security clearance and provides work to the DoD, and he's currently chair of ESA's Leadership Identification and Nominating Committee, known as LINC, and he is also the current chairman of the board of the Security Industry Alarm Coalition, also known as SIAC. So with that introduction, I'd just like to thank you for coming on the podcast today, Kirk.
Thanks, Hannah. Happy to be here.
Me as well. All right. So we'll just hop right in. Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about your story and your background in the industry for those who may not know you.
Happy to. I think my story started growing up in Southern California. I was very interested in law enforcement after graduating from University of Southern California. I applied for a law enforcement role, tough role. Went to the Sheriff's Academy, LA County Sheriff's Academy, and spent time as a street cop and for the city of Monrovia, and then lateral over to the Sheriff's Department. But I always believed there was something more for me in life. So I left full-time law enforcement, went part-time, and then went into the security alarm business. In those years, and I think California is still the same today, you need to have a couple of years of experience before you can take the test to have your own alarm license. So I worked for a company for 2 years. And then 2 years later, I opened up my own company. I call it MacGuard. I'm MacGuard Security Advisors now. That was MacGuard Security Systems. So I call it MacGuard 1 and MacGuard 2. So I opened a MacGuard 1 in 1982. And the kind of, that was my start in the industry. Really, 1982 is when I opened my own company. So I consider that my real start. So that's my security, law enforcement security background.
No, that's great. So you are now the head of LINC, which is a new committee that we started relatively recently at ESA. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about that committee?
Yeah, it's really exciting. This was a brainchild of the board of directors from 2 years ago, kind of put it in perspective. And then John Loud and Merlin Gilbo contacted me and asked me if I would consider being the chair of LINC, which is Leadership Identification Nominating Committee. And let me back up a little bit. I was involved in a lot of the bylaw changes on a bylaw committee about a year and a half ago. And during that time, I was pretty adamant that what we really needed to do was not just to look at having a nominating committee, but really make it more encompassing. And that more encompassing issue would be to identify young, innovative people to come into the industry and to specifically come into leadership role. So we went out and we found some great people to be on the committee. Ann Ferguson from Alarm.com, Joe Colosimo from Home Pro in Texas, Stu Forsheimer, a great company in the Maryland area, Mark Hillenberg, everybody knows from DMP, John Loud, who's our chairman from Loud Security, and Kelly Bond from Davis Marketing and Acquisitions. So that group, all volunteered, all said yes. Nobody said no.
That's great.
So we formed this LINC committee, and our charge is to go out and find leadership to not only be in positions on the board of directors, but also to run committees and to be on the committees.
Wow, that's huge. So with it being new and everything, we're still in that kind of vision mission phase where we're really like able to establish what our goals and everything are for it. What would you say, if you could do like the high level vision or goal for the committee, what would it be?
Yeah, the goal and the high level vision is to be really a melting pot, a place where we can introduce ESA members and even non-ESA members that want to join the association, become members, and to help them figure out how they can participate in leadership roles. I think what happens is we join associations, we go to a few meetings, we may go to ESX, we look at the camaraderie, and we look at what ESA has to offer, but that's purely taking and not giving. Mm-hmm. So I think what LINC does is we really look for people, and we believe that our mission is to find good quality candidates for leadership roles. And that's giving back. So we're looking for people that may be involved in the industry for 2 to 3 years, or maybe spent 25 years in law enforcement or the military and want to enter the industry. And we want to help them give back to the industry. And that's serving a leadership role. So that's what LINC does. We help facilitate, coordinate, educate people about how to get involved with ESA in a leadership position.
That's great. I think that's greatly needed right now. And yeah, I liked what you were saying about, sometimes we get involved in things and see what we can get out of, which is great. But part of that, you gain so much more, I think, when you volunteer yourself. You actually do get rewarded by putting time in yourself. So I'm sorry if this feels like we're shifting gears or not. It might actually still be related to LINC, depending on your answer. But we have a lot going on in the industry right now, obviously, never ends. But in your opinion, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that we're facing? And what would you say ESA's role in those challenges would be?
Yeah. Well, for sure, I'm going to state the obvious, but I'm not going to talk about the obvious because everyone's talking about the obvious, and that's bringing people into the industry. Not so much from a leadership role. I think once we get them in, we can help formulate and navigate them to leadership roles. Mm-hmm. Let me take one step back and comment on that, and then I'll directly answer your question.
Perfect.
And that is, I think it was Rotary Club many years ago, found out that when a new member joins Rotary Club, and for instance, a new member comes into ESA, they usually come in for a specific reason. Maybe it's a new manufacturer that wants to show at ESX or be considered for a new award at ESX. Maybe it's somebody getting going at their company. Maybe it's somebody meeting some of the benefits that ESA offers, insurance program. But the reality is that if you don't get them involved early in ESA, besides what they specifically came in for, you have a tendency to lose that individual for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I've been in this industry for 42 years, but I didn't give back for the first 5 or 6 to 10 years. I didn't know how. So I think it's important that we as an industry focus on that. And that's, so let me directly answer your questions. Bringing people into the industry, right?
Yeah.
Is what we need to do. Young, old, male, female, you name it, we need people in the industry. But so does every other industry in the world right now. So I'm going to deviate and talk about something which I think is a little bit different, but I really believe that many companies are struggling there. And MacGuard sees this when we work with our clients, and that is, Our technology is changing so quickly, mm-hmm, that we are moving into new realms of analytics and intelligence and the merging and the convergence of these technology, that it is so quick that integrators and dealers have a hard time assimilating all this. What happens is we have some great salespeople in this industry that sell for our manufacturers, but sometimes they're one-dimensional, right? They understand their product, mm-hmm, understand their service, but they may not understand how that could impact that integrator long-term for the positive and possibly for the negative. I think ESA's role is exactly what the mission and statement of ESA is to facilitate, and Merlin will probably slap me on this because I probably won't get it 100% right, but the reality is that at the end of the day, ESA trains, educates, mentors, brings people together, has them understand complex issues in a very succinct and rational way, and to understand for integrators. So I think ESA's biggest challenge is to make sure that we continue to make these dealers and integrators better at choosing and looking at things that are coming around the pike. We should not be afraid of the future, but we should be leery of entering into areas of the business that we may not have the expertise, meaning an integrator may not have the expertise in, and then trying to be everything to everybody. So I think ESA plays a big role in that. ESX is a part of that, right? Mm-hmm. It separates who's doing good things from who's not doing great things. We just returned from ESX, 3 weeks ago, and attended some great, great seminars. So I think it's really about education. And I'll let somebody else talk about, the association, like ESA and SIA teaming up to bring new people in the industry is brilliant, but I'll let others speak to that.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, that's one of the reasons I really wanted to start this podcast at ESA, is so that we could bring, be kind of like an ever-present, I mean, it's honestly, like probably like in our intro, I think it's one of our core values at ESA. Hopefully Merlin will forgive me if I bungle that up too. We want to be relevant and ever present, and having a podcast is a fresh form to be able to reach people and bring, you know, people who are experts in the field to everyone. You know, it could be an installer driving to a job. It could be, you know, someone flying for an acquisition. It could be anybody, but we wanted to find a way that we could reach as many people as possible to give them the information.
And Hannah, I got to tell you, you probably don't know about this, but you are reaching people. And let me tell you, I got an email from Merlin about a week and a half ago asking me if I could very quickly, within 2 days, jump on a call with Berlin, Germany, and security, some of the security folks in Berlin who are looking at coming into the U.S. on a trip in 2024, mm-hmm. World Soccer Games. And I said I'd be happy to do that. At the same time, that same group also reached out to SIA. And so Merlin and Don got together and said, hey, let Kirk represent both associations, which I was happily did. And I will tell you that we think of ourselves sometimes small. It's, mm-hmm. it's a great industry. We think of ourselves small, but we do have impact. And what ESA does has global impact. And so I spent an hour and a half on the phone, was honored to be the keynote speaker at their inaugural security meeting. It's more difficult speaking from the West Coast of the US to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up very early. They were about ready to have their beers for the day, and I was on my second cup of coffee, but it was great. And so we really do reach out, and I think Security Nation, I think what you're doing is impactful.
No, that's huge. Thanks for sharing that with me, because I mean, I do see the positive impact, but I know I don't hear all the stories. And so thanks for sharing that. And it's good to know that the work that we put in is out there helping the industry and helping individuals. So you said you've been in the industry for about 42 years, is that correct? Okay, so with that 42 years, what advice would you give to colleagues in the industry? And then maybe, I don't know, conversely, maybe mistakes that you made along the way that you would share as maybe a cautionary tale to our listeners.
Yeah, let me start with the mistakes, because there are a lot of them. A lot of mistakes. And I think the reality is that we should learn from our mistakes. And we should also look at ourselves quite often and say, how could I have done that better?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to ever admit that we're without fault. And so I truly believe that the mistakes I made were important for me to understand. And let me give an example probably of something that it took me a while to learn. And that is that you can't please everyone all the time. Mm. And I remember when I first opened my company and then I was running and sold it and was running a very, very large SDM top 45 company years ago, is that I really spent too much time trying to make everybody happy. And although I think the intent is good, the reality at the end of the day, the only person that's truly unhappy is yourself. And so you really have to be fairly firm in your conviction, collect feedback. But then once you make that decision, that's the decision. And so that doesn't not mean rule with an iron fist at all, but that just means that you can't make everybody happy all the time.
Oh, yeah, I think that's great. And I think that applies to, I mean, every industry, I think that applies in any career. And you could apply it to the person, you know, your personal life, not just professional life. It is impossible to try and make everyone happy. It's an impossible feat.
I think once I accepted that, I became a better leader. Mm-hmm. I think then what happens, instead of just making a decision, you collect feedback, you make the decision, you educate, and you communicate why you made that decision. And I used to tell my team, I said, you know, make a decision. I don't care if it's right or wrong. Just make a decision. We can always deal with the aftermath, but indecision to me is what causes business to go downhill. And so you need to make decisions. You need to move forward all the time.
Yeah, I think that kind of connects to the different panic responses that people will have. There's, you know, fight or flight, but then there's also freeze. And I think a lot of people actually end up freezing and, like you're saying, have that indecision moment. And I mean, that can be killer, because if you freeze, anything can get you.
And that's probably a whole nother topic on a whole nother aspect of my life that I'd love to talk about at some point. But you're totally right. When you freeze, if you look at victims of crimes, a lot of them freeze. Mm-hmm. And if you look at victims of companies that don't know what to do, a lot of them freeze. If you look at sometimes politicians that don't know what to do, they freeze instead. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important to lead and to lead from the front and always, always, always be out in front of your team and support the team. I think those are the most impactful lessons that we can learn.
Thank you for that. So for the people out there that still haven't become ESA members, but considering it, what would you say to them?
Yeah, we go back and repeat the last segment. Just do it. I live in the Nike Adidas world. The campuses are very close to me here, right? So just do it. Joining ESA is half the battle. You've joined it. It's great. You get the benefits. Again, we talked about maybe insurance discounts, maybe other discounts, but you really don't know what you get out of this until you start giving back. Once you give back, it takes on a whole different meaning. And when you go to a meeting and all of a sudden you look out, there's 12 people huddle around and they say, hey, come on over, join us. And they're talking about issues that they're having with their business, or they're talking about problems that they've overcome. It's an incredible experience, and you can't buy that mentality, that longevity, and that succinct answers to questions. You can pay. I'm a consultant. You can pay for it, but to really understand how it works, you need to be with peers that have gone through that. And so that's why a lot of time at MacGuard, we not only do the consulting work for the company, but we bring companies together, maybe at opposite ends of the country, to talk about some common problems. And I think the thing that's most exciting to me is sometimes they call me and say, Kirk, thank you for introducing me to X, Y, and Z. We gained so much. We spent 2 hours operationally talking to them and I think we've solved our problem. If I suggest that they to work on their issue, it's they understand it, they conceptualize it, but mm-hmm. when they're talking to somebody else, they go, that makes total sense. So MacGuard, we spend a lot of time doing air traffic control and bringing people together.
No, that's fantastic. And that actually kind of goes back to our theme for ESX this year, which was security connected. And I mean, that's one of our goals with that big event is to bring everyone together, not only give them opportunities to reconnect, but also create that environment for peer-to-peer education, which I think is what really sets it apart.
I agree. Yeah.
So yet again, we are going to shift gears a little all over the place. But what are some things that you feel like you could share that you're working on over at MacGuard?
And you know, Hannah, it's okay to shift gears. I think that's what our industry is all about, right? You wake up in the morning, you get there, you're operations person, and then 20 minutes later, there's an HR issue, you have to deal with that.
Yep.
Deal with a contract issue, then you have to deal with the attorney, then you have to deal with billing, then you have to deal with this, your central station. Mm-hmm. And I think we are, I think this industry wears multiple hats, and I think the people that wear those hats do it really, really well. So
very common.
We switch all the time. So some of the things we're doing back then, it's really exciting time. We're helping companies with acquisition strategies. We are not brokers, but we help them with a strategy in terms of, you know, where they want to be when they grow up, what they look like in 3 years. We're doing a lot of work in the financial arena where financial partners may come to us and say, hey, this person, individual company may want to sell in 2 or 3 years. We'd like them to get a little bit more stable in some of the things they're doing. So we'll do some operational due diligence, some sales due diligence, to kind of help them get to where they need to be. And we're helping companies kind of pivot the structure for new growth and new technologies. We were talking earlier about technology being so innovative now that companies have a hard time kind of grasping. So what we do is sometimes we take a look at all of these things and help them funnel down what makes sense to their company, not specifically because we love the technology, but the company may be perfectly ripe to deliver this technology, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's a client who deals in specific hospitals, we may be looking at specific technology that they could use. If we have somebody that deals in schools and school security technology, maybe something totally different. So we do a lot of that. We have Deb Moretti from MacGuard, who has been an unbelievable asset for us for about the last year and a half. And we put together a survey that we do for dealers that shows the likelihood of a client to stay, LTS we call it, likely to stay. Mm-hmm. We want to help companies before they talk about the A word, which is attrition.
Yep.
So we step in before the attrition. So Deb's doing a great job with that. We have Bill Graham who works with he's incredible. Over 40 years at Guardian Protection, or 30 plus years. He's been in the industry longer than I have, but 30 plus years of Guardian Protection. Ran their entire builder division, did hundreds of thousands of rooftop across the United States. And so he helps our customers deal with the builder space. Mm-hmm. How do they not choose alarm equipment? Our dealers and integrators know what they want to use, but help them segment specifically what they're doing in the builder space to make them even more profitable. I was on the phone with them about 2 hours ago, and it was just incredible. It was in Chicago working with one of our customers there, and the turnaround that company has done is just incredible. And then lastly, we trademarked something called the MacGuard Turbulence Factor. Excited about that. We'll probably talk more about that in about 2 or 3 months, but we trademarked that. We have a whole training development program around that. But it helps companies take an internal assessment of themselves to determine whether in what phase of turbulence they're in. remember back to the days before COVID, where everyone was flying, everyone understands turbulence, and they understand their reaction to turbulence. It's either light, moderate, severe, or even worse, right? And so we help companies determine what their level of turbulence factor is, and then how to mitigate that moving forward. So it's pretty exciting. We've been working really hard on that for about the last year. And again, we trademarked that, and we're excited about that new development in Backyard.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a lot of exciting stuff. I look forward to learning more about the, I'm going to forget the term, what you're trademarking. It is the, give me the phrase again.
It's the turbulent, Macguard turbulence
factor. Turbulent. Okay. That was it. I'm like, I know turbulence is in there, but I'm going to mess it up, but we'll repeat it again for our listeners so they can look into it too when you're releasing that in the next few months, right?
Sure.
Perfect. I'm excited. Well, I think I should have like mentioned this a little bit earlier in the podcast, but if there are, you know, people who have been volunteering in the industry and are looking into maybe taking on a more leadership type position and want to get involved in Link, either being a part of it, being a part of the Link committee itself potentially, or just wanting to find a future leadership position within ESA, how can they get involved?
Yeah, I know. It's a great question. Contact me.
Okay.
Contact me. I'm easy to reach, kirk.macguard, macguard.com. And just put Link, LANC, in the title page, in the subject line. Here's what I think happens. I think people really want to be involved to some degree. They may be a little concerned about how much time it's going to take. They may be concerned, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not a John Loud. I can't get in front of 200 people and speak just off the top of my head like John can. I have to tell you, don't worry about that. If somebody comes in and says, Kirk, I just want to help behind the scenes. I really want to help, work on ESX, or I really want to help on the finance committee, or I really want to help in the steering committee in terms of technology, or help Chris Heaton with legislative issues, we can find a place for that person. And our goal is not to find people to be chairman tomorrow. Our goal is to develop a pool of people to understand the relationship that they have with ESA. How much time they can give is completely up to them. And then we work with them. And actually, the whole Link committee next week is going through the onboarding training that all new board members go through. Because I felt it was important for the committee to understand the board. They're active, right? So it's a small board, so they're very active. But please reach out to me. And I promise you, if you can give an hour a week, we will not abuse that. And you have my commitment to that. And I will personally make sure that we find you an opportunity to participate with ESA. And because we need you more than you know. We really do need your help.
No, that's great. You know, one thing I like to, when I think about Link, I think of it as an endeavor to find those hidden pools of potential. You know, there's been people that have been, you know, volunteering and doing amazing things at ESA for many years, and they've been fantastic. But I definitely feel like there is so much potential out there. And it's almost like mining for that potential and creating the opportunity for people who maybe did want the opportunity, but maybe you're a little shy, giving them, you know, a pipeline to where they can serve, because there's nothing like human potential.
Yeah, there's not. And there's nothing like giving back. And I think that Steve Firestone said it the best when he stood up a couple of weeks ago and accepted the Morris F. Weinstock Award. And in his notes, in his speaking notes, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said something that we as older people have a responsibility to mentor younger people. younger people have a responsibility to listen, mm-hmm. but older people also have the responsibility to understand that young people have very valid concerns and very valid ideas. And we as older people need to be able to listen to that and bring them into our world as well. And I believe that Link, that's what we do. You know, I at the end of the day, I've been doing this, Hannah, longer than you've been alive. And I'm very honored to be in this role. I also know I'm very, very honored when somebody else will take my place. Mm-hmm. Because that really shows, that to me really makes up the whole environment of giving back with a servant's attitude. And I love to serve with a servant's attitude. I think if we think of others first before ourselves, we have a better society, we have a better industry, we have a better association. So I am really excited about Link. And at some point, I'll be excited about stepping down as chairman. And actually, I will do it with a great smile on my face and probably a glass of wine in my hand. And yep. Congratulate the next person coming on to be chairperson after me.
That's fantastic. I think we should end right on that note. And I think we're also at about time. So I will just thank you again for coming on the Security Nation podcast. And thank you, listeners who tuned in. And make sure, if you haven't already, to subscribe. We're on all the podcasting platforms, and the full video version is available on YouTube. And if you've been listening and you're just kind of curious about ESA membership and what it can do for your business, please, we encourage you to visit our website, esaweb.org. And on there, you can find a place to schedule a quick discovery call with our membership team. They're amazing. You'll be happy you did. And just have a great day, security pros. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Hannah.